but you're right here with us. Not just beside us, Lord, but in us. And all of those people, as part of the benefit of knowing Jesus Christ around the world, wherever they are at their time of listening, uplift them, Lord. Encourage them right now, Lord Jesus. Just give them that little something in their heart that they know that they're connected, not to us, but to you, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we meet in your name, Lord, in no other name but the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to receive what's for us this afternoon, this time. Be with those that weren't able to make it, Lord. Encourage them through the week. May our testimony stand wherever we are. And just give us the words to say at our time of need. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know what Brother Tim was saying? He's not here this afternoon, but he was saying that how singing the hymns and things like that, it's realistic. It gives her an atmosphere. You know, there's a lot of the times that if I could just, dare I say, and I don't mean it so, but to sing out and tell somebody that knows about Jesus Christ, just sing them the song, the songs that we're going to sing. Like one I'm looking at, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. But it doesn't mean anything to them unless they're actually tuned in to what God wants them to know. But we've got to be willing for that to happen. Anyway, shall we start by singing number 101? Which is, Christ is the answer to all my longing. Just to be able to tell somebody that. And if they knew it, they would be blessed. Christ is the answer to all my longing. Christ is the answer to all my need. Savior baptized, the great good to come to the Lord, no matter whether you're up on top of the world and happy is one thing, or whether you're right down the bottom and you can't see your way up or straight ahead. Christ is the answer. We can go to Him anytime, anywhere, all the time. He's the answer to our need. Number 90, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all I have to do is follow.
My Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all I have to do is follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all I have to do is follow. Wait for the day to find all the way, and all that I need for tomorrow. Way to the wilderness,
wife won't be here this afternoon. She's got an important meeting she has to be at because she's the boss of it or something. However, let's sing number 78, All Over the World, the Spirit is Moving.
All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it could be. All over the world, in the mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, and the waters cover the sea. All over the church, the Spirit is moving. All over the church, as the prophet said it would be. Down in my heart, Spirit is moving. Deep down in my heart, as the prophet said it would be. Deep down in my heart, is a mighty revelation. The waters cover the sea, all over again. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it would be. All over the world, is a mighty of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. All over the church, the Spirit is moving. All over the church, as the prophet said it would be. All over the church is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Down in my heart, the Spirit is moving. Down in my heart, as the prophet said it would be. Deep down in my heart, is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Let us just sing one more, and then we'll see if there's any testimonies you may like to bring for us. Then I'll ask Howard to bring the microphone around if there is need. 256, Shackled by a Heavy Burden. Amen. All had a heavy burden.
Shackled by a heavy burden. Now I am no longer the same. and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I'm in this blessed Savior, since
may be seated. You know, He touched me and made me whole. It wasn't just when He touched you. When He does touch you for real, He's there all the time. It's not just a moment, but it has to start somewhere. And that's when we let Him in. Do we have any testimonies anybody would like to give? Sister Diane.
Answered prayer. Been praying for my friend Simon and his family, and his wife was over during the week, and whether or not they went, it's their business, but they were going to church this Sunday because they wanted to hear a service and they wanted to take the kids to Sunday school. So I just thank the Lord that He's hearing our prayers and answering them. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Very good. Any other? Oh, Sister Shirley.
On Friday, I had to go and see the surgeon who did my operation, and he said that they could do an operation on my near my left arm, but I lose a use of my arm. And he said other option I had was to have radiation again. I said, no, I'm not going to have it. I'm not. And I thank all you very much for the prayers for me. Thank you.
Amen. It's good to acknowledge when people have prayed for you, but of course it's the Lord that does the work. Any others? By raised hand, Sister June. Do you know that lady?
On Friday evening, there was a beautiful sunset. I think it was Friday. And it was sort of all around the west there from our place. And I thought, I'll have a look through our ensuite window, which I climbed on the chair that we have in our bedroom. And I don't know, after I'd seen it, I was getting down. I don't know what happened, but I fell. And somehow the chair was in a different spot, but I fell on the vanity. And I just thanked the Lord that it wasn't a bad fall. Yes, I felt a bit sore in that, but I just really praise the Lord for watching over me. I don't know how I even slid off the chair. Probably because I'm over 70, maybe. But I praise the Lord anyway.
Yeah, amen. You've got to watch those things. You get older, you start to get a bit more, you think about it twice. Any others, testimonies? Sister
Melissa.
Melissa, I knew that. Just getting older and it went out of my head. Sister Melissa.
I just want to thank the Lord for the faithfulness of all of the saints here, having been away and coming back, and you're all here, and you all embrace me and take me back in, and it just makes me think of like how when you're away for a season and you think, oh, you know, you've lost everything, but God actually restores you and brings you back, and everything is still there. He never takes it away. He just brings you, like this morning, the song with the Father's house, you know, the lights are still on, the family's still there. And I just praise God and thank Him so much for that.
Thank you. It's very good, Melissa. But, you know, you weren't alone. We sing a hymn here, never alone, never alone. And you aren't. I mean, for the Lord to bring you back, He had never left you. But you just start to realize your brothers and sisters are there to embrace you and help you. Any others? Brother Keith?
I want to thank the Lord. It's so hard to remember how long since my spirit's been so uplifted and so joy and since I started coming here last Sunday, and also to witness in this place this morning that the joy of the Lord is the strength of this part of His body, and it's just a blessing to be a part of it. It's exciting, really exciting. Thank you.
It's true. It's just to feel like one. It's the Lord doing it, very much so. Any others? Okay, we'll have one more hymn, and not hymn, it's a chorus, Shine On Me, number 204. We stand to sing, and then Brother Howard will bring me what he's got for us.
Shine on me. Shine on me, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, shine on me, Lord, shine on me, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, shine, shine on me, make the light from the lighthouse shine on me, shine on me, Lord.
I've said this before, but it's true. Take the words on there. Shine on Lee. Shine on Lee. Shine on Lee. Whenever the me is the last word, I always put my name in because I feel it's more personal. You may be seated. Thank you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Shine on me. God shines on you. That's all it takes. Church can't shine on you. That won't help. We love one another. But what changes your life is when God shines on you. Wow. It's all over. You start living a different life. Praise the Lord. I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's Word. One verse. Found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 27. The Lord speaking to Jeremiah, He said, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Praise be to God. I'd also like to turn to Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. That still applies today because Jesus Christ and His Word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we come to Thee. We pray that You'll speak to us through Your Word again, Lord. May our hearts be encouraged. May we be reminded, Lord, stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance what your word says. And Lord, may we walk in the light of thy word, we ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I know we've often quoted this in the church, and I know that you people have the right answer, so you better have that answer ready. And it's this. The Lord said to Jeremiah, "Is there anything too hard for the Lord?" Well, that was a bit puny. Let's try again. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. That's more like it. I saw the register on the up there. Nancy would have seen the needle go up when you said that. Praise God. And you people out there watching the service, wherever you are, nothing's too hard for the Lord. So I want to speak about that. Is there anything too hard for God? And every day we should quote and dwell on this truth. It's really important that you quote and think on these things. You know, brother and sister, I've found it to be a great blessing. I mean, every time I have a shower in the morning, I sing. Not in the shower so much, but while I'm cleaning my teeth and all. And I like to sing scripture. And I always sing them because I feel encouraged because it's the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord cannot fail. And that's why I love to sing and quote the scriptures. So it's really important that we quote what God has said. It's a good thing to quote out loud, not just in your heart. Speak it out. There's something about speaking it out. Is there anything too hard for God? No. Let's say it together. Is there anything too hard for God? No. I think I heard them in Canada just then. They believe that too. Praise God. And we must understand that there is nothing too hard for God. It doesn't matter what it is. God can do what he likes. Hallelujah. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Romans, we just read that. Let's read that. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you want faith, start listening to the word. Start reading the word. Start quoting the word. Come to church. It's a great help. Because you hear the word of God and it creates faith. There's a lot of power in quoting and believing the word of God. A lot of power in quoting the word of God. Because the minute you quote, Brother Peter, God's listening straight up. Oh, did I hear something down there? That was my word. And when you quote it, God's there to confirm it and fulfill his own word. Do you believe that?
Yes.
I do with all my heart and soul. Hallelujah. So we see that there's a lot of power in doing that. And there's a lot of more power in quoting God's word than quoting your own words. You know, I think one preacher just got up and he just preached the word. I mean, literally read the scriptures. And God came down, confirmed it mightily. We can say it's time to open our mouth and preach like we're doing now, but there's something about just quoting the scriptures. No wonder the Apostle Paul said in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, "The second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." Remember what the word of the Lord says. The Lord said, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." That's what he said. Quote it. Say, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." Say it again. "I am the Lord that healeth thee." We believe you, Lord. You would just say what he says. Like we say, "Lord, do what you said, Lord. Do what you said in your word." And by way of remembrance, it's really wonderful. Is there anything too hard for God? No. Moses did the same thing with the children of Israel. In Exodus chapter 10, verse 1 and 2, it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go in into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart." Isn't that interesting? God says, "I've hardened his heart." God knows what he's doing. He knows everything about everybody. "I've hardened his heart and the heart of his servants." So he must have had a cool reception that morning. When Moses walked in, it was pretty cool in the palace because God had hardened their hearts. "That I might show these my signs before him." There's a purpose in it. "And that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord." He's the same God this afternoon as he was in Egypt. Do you believe that, brother and sister? Yes. Absolutely he is. Hallelujah. So he told them to tell his sons and their sons, "Tell your children about the Lord. Talk about the Lord to them. Create an atmosphere. Don't talk about rubbish of the world. It's a waste of your time. Just start talking more about the Lord." So Jesus can do anything. He has proved it, and he'll prove it again and again. Now, firstly, God created all things. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. There's nothing we see today that he has not created. Everything you look at, even the chair you're sitting on, God created that wood. No one else did. God created the wood. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, "For by him," is the Lord, "were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." So we just praise the Lord for his word. We all know how big a galaxy is, don't we? You don't. Sorry. Nor do I. About galaxies. A few clusters out there. They are huge. They're incomprehensible. Now, just say, this little section here, around this, that fence down there, fence past the swimming pool down here, is a galaxy. So say that's the size of the galaxy, this entire section. I'm just trying to give you a little understanding of it. I'm not saying it's accurate, but it's pretty close. Probably it's even greater than what I'm saying. Now, we're living in a solar system. We have the sun, the moon, the stars, and all the planets and all that around us. And that's huge. Very big. Our sun is very large. 1,000 Earths can fit into our sun. But I want to say to you that sun is very small compared with the galaxies. So if this is a galaxy, this entire section, our entire solar system, millions of miles around, can be represented on this section as a breadcrumb. That's how big a galaxy is. So brothers and sisters, it's probably, even, maybe it's a grain of sand. I don't know, but it's very, very tiny. Our solar system, you can't even see it. It's just a little wee speck. If you looked into the galaxy, they'd take those cameras up there. They show the galaxy. And we've just got our little, they call it the little blue Earth, the little blue planet. We're so tiny, you have to have a microscope to see it. That's our God. That's how big the galaxy is. You know how many I've seen out there? How many galaxies out there? 200 billion. 200 billion properties here in comparison with a little speck of our solar system, a little breadcrumb, not even a breadcrumb, a grain of sand. That God controls the whole thing right now. He controls your breath, your next breath, and He controls the galaxies. I don't want to get into it, but when you get into the planets and the stars out there that make our sun look like a grain of sand compared with how big they are. Millions of those of our sun, millions of our sun can fit into one star, and God controls it. Aren't you glad to be related to Him? Do you think He can control your life? Do you think He can, brother? He can control your life easily. He knows how to control all things. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? He said to Jeremiah. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. You know, that's the absolute truth, brother and sister. So I'll ask you a question. What are you worrying about? Why do we worry? But our Heavenly Father controls all things. So we just realize that it's not just a matter of size or, you know, in the sense of matter. Talking about the heavenly bodies. It's also His character. That the Lord wanted to save you. The Bible says, look around heaven. You couldn't find anything, any angel, anybody worthy to go down and pay your debt for your sin, that you may have eternal life. So you know what He did? He said, I'm going down myself. I'm going down to do this myself. He took off His robes. He took off His splendor, His greatness. He condescended, came down, and humbled Himself as a servant, as a man. And He died a sinner's death, a shameful thing for you. And when He died, He said, I have power to lay my life down, and I have power to take it up again. And you know what? He did it. We are free, continually free, because of Jesus Christ, what He did for us. It's already complete and finished. Praise the Lord! Somebody say hallelujah! It's what God has done for you. You folks out there, God has done it for you. For all those that believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. So God can do anything. Doesn't matter how bad you are. How much of a wretch you are, He can save you still. Isn't He wonderful? I love Him. Praise be to God. So we see that's what He did. There's nothing too hard for Him. It cost Him a lot. God had to humble Himself. Well, angels sing. Thousands of angels sing continuously, even as I speak, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and is to come, right now. And they've been saying that for millions of years. He has to be praised. He has to be worshipped, because He is so great. He is a wonderful Savior and a wonderful God. Now, we come down to our bodies. God is able to heal your body. Completely and absolutely. Is there anything too hard for the Lord, Brother Peter? No. You know what? He made your body. He's the master architect. He knows exactly what to do. There's one time a man, quite a few years ago, over 100 years ago. He was fixing a car. Couldn't get the thing to go. A man came into the workshop in the suit. He stood there. And he said, he saw this guy getting frustrated. He couldn't get the thing to go and this little Model T Ford or whatever it was. So this man came up closer to him. He said, what are you doing? Ah, this thing's, well, I don't know what's wrong with the thing. It's just not working. He said, why don't you just get this? Put that over there. Now try it. Boom, 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 boom. Away she went. He said, how did you do that? He said, I designed it. Oh, Mr. Ford. The designer of the Ford Motor Company. He was designer of that motor car and knew exactly what the problem was. Well, you multiply that by 1,000 times. When God comes down, you've got a problem. He knows exactly every vein in your body, every cell knows everything about you. He said to one of the prophets, I think it was Jeremiah, he said, before you were conceived in the belly, in your mother's womb, I called you and ordained you to be a prophet. He knew what he was made out of. He knew the recipe. And God knows exactly how we tick. Hallelujah! I don't know about you, but that thrills me to know that God is in control of everything. We say, oh Lord, I got a problem. What are you talking about? This and that. He said, don't look. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? He said to Jeremiah, no. Well, leave it to me. Let me fix this. And when he died at Calvary, he said, by my stripes, you were healed. Not maybe, hope so, you were healed. Wonderful Savior. So how does he do this healing? He said, as I said, by my stripes at Calvary. The Lord came along and he said, by my stripes at Calvary, I can heal you. You know what? That's incorrect. That's a mistake. I said that purposely. He didn't say, my stripes at Calvary, I can heal you. By my stripes at Calvary, I can heal you. He said, by my stripes, ye were healed. Were is past tense. 1 Peter chapter 2, 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his body, own body on the tree. And we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. You were healed, not you maybe get healed. You were healed. You're actually healed, Diane, now. So I don't feel it. It didn't say anything about feeling. He said, you are already healed. The minute you say, Lord, I believe that, and rest in that, it's yours. By my stripes, you were healed. Hallelujah. We need to say that more often. We need to confess that, for he's the high priest of our confession. God is the high priest of our confession. He'll act upon a confession of his word. Jesus said, John 14:14, if you shall ask anything, you know what anything means? I think you're not anything means in English or all English speaking. Anything means anything. In my name, I will do it. We turn to Matthew 18:19. It says this. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it may be done. It shall be done for them in my Father, for them of my Father which is in heaven. That is spoken by the Lord himself, and it cannot be reversed. Lord, do as you have said. I think it's about time we start to believe God. The Church of the Living God needs to wake up. Brothers and sisters, we need to lay hold of the promises of God and accept it and believe it and see it happen. I believe this. We're not wishy-washy people. We believe the word of the Lord. Who believes God can heal anything? Is anything too hard for the Lord? No! I don't care what it is, cancers or legs, sore legs, or doesn't make any difference. Coronavirus, it's just nothing to God. Wish the world would wake up. Wish New Zealand would wake up and stop wasting all their time and money. So what we have been instructed to do, if there's any sick among you, it says, if there's any sick among you, call for the doctor. Does you want to say that, brother? Doesn't say that in my Bible. No, although God uses doctors, we appreciate that too. But he said, call for the elders of the church. Now, brother and sister, people get sick, they never come up and say, brother, or some do. I want to call for the elders of the church to pray for me and to anoint me with oil. Let's read on. We wonder why we don't see God in action because we don't do as he says. Do as God says, and God is obligated to fulfill his work. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them, anointing them with oil. Here's the oil here. That oil came from Israel because I got it. And you know what? That oil represents the Holy Ghost. That's what it's for. Anointing them with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise them up. Shall, not maybe, could be, hope so. Shall raise them up. And if they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven them. Isn't that a beautiful scripture? Wonderful word, isn't it? They shall be forgiven him. And if we've committed sins, and the Lord shall raise them up. Now, brother and sister, I confess to you today that if we anoint people with oil in the name of the Lord, according to what Jesus said, they shall be raised up because he said it, and I believe it. That's all there is to it. Who believes that? That's what he said. And God is obligated to fulfill his own word. Believe that, Brother Taz? I know you do. But you know what? We need to confess it. We need to open our mouths. Speak it out. Instead of hiding away, oh, I don't know about this, brother. Oh, it happens to some. He didn't say to some, is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Hallelujah! Isn't that wonderful? We just have to take Mary's advice. We know Mary in the wedding in Canaan. They came up to Mary and said, Sister Mary, they've got no more wine. And with all these people here, what shall we do? She said, go and see Jesus. Listen to her advice. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And so they went up to Jesus and they said, Master, we have no wine. He said, go and get these jars of water. Bring them here. Lord, not water we're wanting, it's wine we're wanting. But they listened to what Mary said, whatever he said, just get water. They brought the water to him. He said, now go and give it to the governor. They took this water and gave it to the governor, the best wine they'd ever seen. He turns the water into wine. He can turn your sickness into total health. Who are the believers? Raise your hand. You believe this? Brothers and sisters, we need to do it. Do as he said. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. He said, if there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Do it. Sometimes people get sick and they just, we've all done it. We go to the, get a pill. You can say, when is he sick among you, get a pill. Is he sick among you, go, he never said that. Just do as he says. I'm not saying you can't take a pill sometimes. Sometimes you may have a headache or something, you want to sleep or, but brothers and sisters, when we come back to the Word of God, let's do as he says. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. If God said it, I believe it. That settles it. So they did it and God blessed. You might say, Brother Howard, how can he fix this? Actually, it's his business, not yours. If you do what he says, it's his business how he's going to fulfill your prayer. How can God heal me with this on my face or that or whatever? That's his business. Just do as he says. Get anointed with oil. Get the elders of the church together and pray, believing God will fulfill his word. You know when you do that, you thrill the Lord. You give him great joy because faith, God requires faith. He wants us to put our faith in action. And why the people are not getting healed today is not preaching it enough. You need to preach it and God will fulfill it. I believe it. We need to preach it more often. That's the gospel. That's what we're meant to do. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Jeremiah, no, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. God made human beings. He said before, he knows how to fix them. Like Mr. Ford, the Ford Motor Company. He knew how to fix that car because he made it. He designed it. And the Lord is our great physician. So if God can do anything, then he can save your family. Now, seriously, have you asked for your family? Yes. That's good. Ask again. Just keep taking it before the throne. Lord, I'm believing for them. And accept that you're going to save them. Wonderful, isn't it? God can save your family. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No! Oh, I'm missing that little sister. Was it your cousin, your child, Brother Peter, your relation, that little girl yelled out, or was it somebody else? When we said, huh? Tony Ann's little girl. Her little hand went up. No! But a little child should lead them. Let's just do it. Whatever he says unto you, do it. So God can do anything. And he will save your family. Just ask. Lord, I'm asking you now. I'm claiming your word. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy family. That's the promise. Hold the promise before the Lord. So the question is, have you asked him? I mean, really got down to prayer and seriously asking the Lord, Lord, I'm bringing a petition before you. I'm bringing a request before you that you'll save every family member. Is there anything too hard? Can God not save your family? Of course he can. Well, ask him. What a terrible thing if God doesn't save people because we never asked him. You're responsible to ask and you shall receive. He's the high priest of our confession. We've preached on that once. God can only act upon your confession of faith. I confess every day that he's healed me. I'm starting to find out, Sister Merle, the older you get, the more problems you get. It's like an old car. Car gets old, it keeps going into the garage for this and for that. We're just old cars. But he's the great mechanic. He's the great designer. And he can heal us and make us whole. It may be a difficult member in your family. Oh, I maybe get some, but not this one or that one. No. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. God can save your family. You need to ask him. Hallelujah. Can God meet your financial need? Absolutely. He can turn the water into wine. He can turn paper into money if you wanted to. Do you believe that? I had one nod. Brother Keith believes it. So I just need to get as many newspapers as you can find. And say, Lord, you promised to meet our every need. You can turn paper into money. You could. I'm not being silly. I'm just bringing you a point that God can turn water into wine. He can turn anything as he pleases. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We're getting better now. This is getting better all the time. Yes, he can meet our financial need. So we just say to the Lord, is anything too hard for you? No, there's nothing too hard for God. In John 16:23, we read the following. And at the last, and in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may help you out. He will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. He said, don't ever think, oh, how? Don't think about how. Just ask. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And he's asked us to ask. There's only one simple requirement. To be sincere when you ask. To live right before God. Don't be careless. So I'll go up to God, like going up to a Ouija board or something, and ask him to fix this and fix that. No, no, you've got to live before him. Fear the Lord, and he'll bless you. I believe that with all my heart. Your hearts are sprinkled from an evil conscience, because you know you've done, wanted to do right. You may have failed, but you've repented before the Lord, like we said this morning. You're going before him under the blood of Jesus. You stand up for God, and he will stand up for you. In Matthew 10:32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, you keep your mouth shut, that's denying him, when you should be speaking for him. Him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. God can give you a victory over a trial. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. and start confessing. In John, 1 John 4:4, before we close this, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you, not in church, in you, than he that is in the world. Greater is he that's in you. If we only understood that in us is a creative power of God, because it's God himself. The chief captain has gone before us. When he rose from the dead, he led captivity captive. In Ephesians 4:8, wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He's given us gifts. We need to use them. What a horrible thing to have a gift and leave it in a box. Don't do that. Start using what God's given you to use. It's not you. It's God that does it. Then what are we waiting for, brother and sister? Go and claim the promises of God. Be patient. We need to be patient. God has been speaking to me about this for months. You need to be patient. Don't be impatient to see God move. He will move right on time. And this is what the Bible says. One of my favorite scriptures. James 1:4. Let patience have her perfect work. We need to have patience and to claim the word of God. Don't become anxious. Oh, why isn't this happening? Why isn't that? Just be patient. He said he would. And God does not fail. He cannot fail. He will not fail you. Do what he says. Let patience have a perfect work, that she may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Brothers and sisters, we are a blessed people. Right here. The power of God's right in our midst. It really is. Isn't it awful? People have the power of God. It's like a man coming up with all his guns on. Shouldn't be talking about guns these days, but he comes up, he's got all the weapons in the world. And all the lions are coming, they're going to eat him. He said, What am I going to do? All they just pull the trigger, boom, it's all over. We have a need, we just have to ask and do what God said do, and it's all over. And be patient, and God will bring it to pass. Oh, I feel encouraged. I don't know about you, but it's a really wonderful blessing to trust the Lord, to put it in action, and let patience have a perfect work. Hallelujah. You believe that, Brother Charlie?
Yes.
I know you believe it. And I'm going to believe it too. And I want to see the power of God in our midst. I really do. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to work anything up. God will do it. Let patience have a perfect work. Do what he said. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. So, is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. You people out there listening, there's nothing too hard that God can't do for you, but have you asked him? Have you just let patience have its perfect work in your life and just say, Lord, we're just going to believe that you're going to do this. And rest in it and thank him every day. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my family. Confess it, for he is the high priest of your confession. Shall we stand for prayer? Oh, why don't we sing that song, Sister June? Brother Peter, Sons of God, march forward. In the power of the Savior's name. I think we all know that pretty well. We had Brother Trench here. We'd be marching around the building. Hallelujah. We are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from God and eternity. Singing. That's not a confession. If you really believe this, we're going to sing it once more. Let us sing it unto the Lord. He comes down in this building, all sorts of things will happen. We're going to get the right atmosphere of faith to believe that God will keep His word. I believe it. Hallelujah. I believe this.
We are able to go up and take the cup. To possess the land from Jordan to the sea, so the giants may be near away to him. Surely give us victory. This is what you need to do.
Beautiful, I think it was. The brother there, he wanted some help in a really bad way. Rattled the cup. Help me, help me. They said, look, brother, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, give we unto thee. Brothers, since you've all got something to give, it's not you, it's God in you. Greater is He that's in you. You give what you've got and see what God will do. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And they pulled him up and his ankle bone clicked together. And he went leaping and praising God. You know, brothers, that's what we're going to do. We've just got to take God at His word. Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. I believe this. And brothers and sisters, we've got to take God. We are believers. In the Word of God, we believe. Look, Lord, look what you said. We believe what you said, Lord. Just do what He says, and He'll do the rest. Hallelujah.
We are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Pray to Him, do. God will surely get the victory. In the power of the Savior's name, Sons of God, not forward, for Jesus is ever the same. Sons of God, not forward. Amen. Lord Jesus, we're so very grateful that you've made us to understand what you've said. Give us the strength, Lord, to actually walk with that. Give us the strength to tell others, to the people that you bring before us. You've given us a talent. Every one of us has a God-given talent. Help us to use it, Lord, even if we're not aware of it. Some we are, some that are not. But it's all God. Just bless the people that are listening and their week that's ahead of them and ours here in New Zealand. Bless them, Lord, and thank you, thank you, thank you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing as we go. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen my soul, but mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen my soul. We have a prayer meeting on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. I invite you to be there if you would like to come. Amen.